It's time for Health Talk with Sheila White on FM Talk 106.5. Health Talk examines health issues that are important to you. Join the conversation with your questions and comments at 251-343-0106. Now your host, Sheila White.
Friends, welcome back to another week of Health Talk with Sheila White and friends, and we are so glad to be back this week. As you know, there's been a lot going on in healthcare with COVID, and it's made it difficult for us to basically be on every week constantly like we would like to be. But every day, the health condition of the state is changing, and you know, I don't want to get on my horse again like I did the last live show and talk about COVID and the importance of the vaccination. We'll talk about that a little bit later, of course. I wanted to make a few announcements. For one, I wanted to welcome Kendall, who's on the air with me tonight, and she is our new branch manager for the Mobile area. And she's also picking up some Pensacola as well. But are you there, Kendall?
I'm here. Hey, everyone.
Hi. Welcome to the show tonight. There is a couple of things, announcements that we want to make before Kendall and I start on what's happening in the world of health. A couple of things. One is that we are, even during COVID, you know, we are with NurseTail, Inc. NurseTail is a home care agency where we cater to people in their homes. We provide everything from physical therapy to caregivers. We are a traveling, like what I like to say, traveling hospital, which is really not that extensive. But if you need care in the home, we are able to provide, you know, caregivers that can actually assist with you, some private pay nursing, and also a new program that we have that I wanted to talk about a little bit, which is our bath visits. We're doing a bath visit program where our caregivers go out and just assist with baths. So if you have a senior in your home that needs, you know, just not really someone to sit with him all day, but just someone to come in and do a bath and leave, please call us at the office at 251-264-3009. Additionally, we have a new facility that we just opened in the Foley area, and it is... I think they just completed the design, the interior design of the building. And so now we're getting ready to move in the equipment. But we do have a new facility that we're opening in Foley. And our launch date for this facility, I think, is going to be probably October 1st. And it is an adult daycare. So basically, it is a... If you have someone at your home and you're caring for them and they may be, you know, unable to care for themselves, or you worry if they're depressed or they're suffering from depression when you leave, or if you're wondering if they have any type of inability to basically function at home alone while you're at work, you can actually call us. We do have a wait list for that facility, but you are able to call us. We will be able to do tours, and you will be able to hopefully enroll, you know, your mom, dad, family member that is, you know, in need of companionship throughout the day. People of their same age demographic, that have went through the same experiences that they have. They are, you know, will be at the facility. And the main thing about the adult daycare center, and one of the reasons why we decided to open it up, is because a lot of seniors are able to function when they're at home. But is loneliness throughout the day. Like when everybody leaves the house to go to work, they're sitting there by themselves. With what's going on with the war now, there's a lot of war veterans that have called and talked with us about their feelings of it, which we just listen. We're a soundboard. We don't engage in political talk, but it is a good example of how people who actually were part of that war are people who have, you know, kids that, you know, people who have, it's a 20-year war. So there's a lot of people that were affected by it. You know, you don't want to leave your veteran at home by themselves while they're struggling with, you know, what happened, you know, what's going on right now. You know, they may see it as they worked really hard and to accomplish something, nothing was accomplished. They may see it totally different. But they have other people to bounce off of that experience the same situation as they did when they were in war. And then now that, it, you know, war's ended. So the Adult Daycare Center is a facility that is open throughout the day. If you work and you have someone that you can't leave at home also, you can contact us and we may be able to pick them up for you and take them to the facility. The facility is called Alabama Senior Center. That's the facility. Now, there's a variety of programs that are going to be available through that center. But in addition, the specific adult daycare program is called Alabama Adult Daycare, of course. Plain and simple. So basically, if you have anyone that is in need of care while you're at work, just give us a call at the office. We can give you some information on it, and we can talk about pricing and also about the how long it will be before. You know, we do have a wait list for that facility, and we may have opened up a couple of more spaces. So call us. We can tell you more information about it. But I have Kendall on the line with us. Kendall, welcome to the team. This is your, it feels like a year. How long have you been with Nursetail?
It's been a while now, actually. And I'm happy to be a part of this growing team. It's a very big, you know, it will be a very big, you know, firm once we get everything situated. But yes, I'm super excited about the Adult Daycare Center. You know, it's typically a non-residential facility that supports the health, nutritional, social, and daily living needs for adults and in a professional staff group setting. So I'm super excited about that.
Well, you know, we hope to be big right now, one day, as you say. Right now,
right.
We're a small, what we consider a small business. And we're anyone that we're definitely hiring. Kendall is kind of taking over and is doing an excellent job of managing the Gulf Coast area for us. And we are definitely hiring. We're hiring caregivers. We also are hiring nurses. And we have a nurse director position available. This particular person will be over the facilities and will also do the intake and the, you know, basically manage the CNAs and the caregivers. Right now, we do have nurses to do that, but we're looking for someone that will be able to also work with the facility. Kendall, you have basically come on board, right, like you said, when we have a lot of growth going on, and there's a lot of changes and a lot of things that we're going to talk about tonight in healthcare that Kendall and I have been talking about throughout the day. We get a lot of challenges when we interview caregivers, nurses, and you guys, you think that healthcare people would be 100% on board for taking the COVID shot. The COVID vaccine, I should say. I mean, we would be 100% on board for that. But Kendall and I were talking about today the difficulty we're having with getting people to vaccinate. We have about maybe about 90% of our staff that is open and vaccinated or getting vaccinated. But there's that 10% that just refuses. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, we can't really we don't really want to place you with our clients. But then again, it's not mandated in law yet, where we have an option to, I guess it could be considered discriminatory behavior. I mean, what do you think, Kendall?
I completely agree with you. You know, it is, it's a struggle to try to push the vaccination onto new employees, you know, because right now, the patients that we do have and clients, they prefer someone that is fully vaccinated just to be, you know, on the safe side. So as of right now, it is, you know, it's a challenge for something that's so experimental to the new age. You know, it's challenging. I understand the big frustration, but as of right now, we really can't push it to, you know, to the extreme. So that's what we're facing.
You're correct. And when you say experimental, you're 100% correct. We're going to talk a little bit more about the vaccination when we come back. We have a break coming up, and we will be back after the break. Thank you guys for listening to Health Talk.
With suspense, drama, and romance, 13 Steps to the Cellar is the riveting page-turner everyone is talking about. Local author Teresa Matthews' murder mystery will help keep you on the edge of your seat. Callie Harris travels from her Alabama home to her aunt's former mansion in Maine to unravel the haunting 40-year-old mystery of Dr. Laverne Doss's brutal murder. In the charming town of Richmond, located on the banks of Maine's historic Kennebec River, Callie uncovers the community's darkest secrets. The web of intrigue extends far beyond her suspicions, and its connection to Callie's personal story pierces her to the core. Nancy, the avid reader, says,
"The mystery and suspense are so deep, it keeps the pages turning, secret after secret.
I'm so obsessed with this novel. What a ride 13 Steps to the Cellar is."
Jessica, Amazon 5-star review,
"A mesmerizing page-turner. The author paints descriptive characters of people we just might know. Who's the murderer? I couldn't put this book down till I knew."
Amazon 5-star review, 13 Steps to the Cellar, available on Amazon, Kobo, Nook, and Apple. Alabama Caregivers offers home care to Alabamians right here in Mobile and Baldwin County. When your loved ones need at-home care to assist them with their needs, whether recovery care after surgery, companion care, cooking, light cleaning services, speech, occupational, or physical therapy, or even reminders to take their meds, call Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009, or visit on the web, alabamacaregivers.com. Alabama Caregivers care because you care. Whether you need someone to sit with a parent while you're away or someone to remind your loved one to take their meds, contact Alabama Caregivers at 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com. Don't wait, contact them today. Alabama Caregivers can help you take care of your loved ones, whether you need after-surgery care, a companion for dad when you're away, or someone to remind mom to take her meds. Alabama Caregiver can help you help your loved one with the day-to-day needs of living at home. Don't wait. Contact Alabama Caregivers on the web, alabamacaregivers.com, or 251-264-3009.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life independent and free.
Welcome back, my friends, to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. And today I have my special friend, the one who has kind of taken over everything here at NurseTel, and we're happy to have her, Kendall. And we're talking about a couple of things. One, guys, remember, we are launching the Alabama Adult Daycare, Alabama Adult Daycare Center. It's part of the Alabama Senior Center, and it is opening October 1st, and Foley is our first location. We will be coming to Mobile County after that, but right now, our first location for the facility, for that facility, is going to be in Foley, Alabama, and you can visit, and I think they're working on the site, but the website is going to be Alabama Adult Daycare, and alabamaseniorcenter.com. But also you can visit our company. Our company is NurseTel, and that's N-U-R-S-E-T-E-L. And what we're doing, this show is all about promoting health. I went to undergrad at UAB and graduate school in Birmingham, and my focus was public health, health awareness. And I really take it personally when people, we're literally struggling with hiring people who haven't had the vaccine. We are 100% dedicated to the health of our patients here at NurseTel. And the way you protect them is by doing whatever it takes to ensure that you don't infect patients. They can go to Walmart and catch it, no guarantee. And even people who have the vaccine, you know, as we are learning, can catch it. However, it saves your life typically. I think it's 0.01% deaths with people who had the vaccine. It's not even a factor. It's not relevant. The vaccine is experimental. I want to jump on that word that you said, Kendall. You said experimental. Now, I believe that's true. I believe that the vaccine is experimental. I believe COVID is unknown. It's new to us. It hasn't been anything in our lifetime. So the vaccination in itself is an experiment. It has to be. It's correct? Is that what you mean by that?
Right. You know, right now, this COVID-19 vaccination hesitancy is basically the new normal. You know, it's really hard to, you know, break this barrier with even the older and the young adults at this time. You know, it's scary. You know, it's hard. You know, everybody wants back, you know, how it was. So right now, this is, you know, at a stopping point, it seems to be. Getting any better.
Yeah, but what's going to happen, Kendall, when there's the next pandemic? And because we're in a whole new world. The world is open now. And this disease, if it was 60s, 40s, maybe it was more closed off, this disease may not have spread the way it did. Like it literally, you saw it on the news one day. We were on the air one day, and it was one case, and in a week it six tripled. It was like seven, I think, the next week, and it just exploded from there. So what happens? What are these when you're so hesitant to take that necessary step to protect your life and your kids' life? What happens when there's the next pandemic and the next thing that happens? Because the world is open, guys. We need to face it. It's an open world now. And stuff that happens in China, Australia, Africa, anywhere, is going to come here. We all travel back and forth. We all, the census has talked about how diverse we're becoming. We're all hanging out, dating each other. I mean, we're like country to country. There's just so much that we're going to be exposed to that we're not exposed to, we weren't exposed to in the past. So if you freak out about scientists jumping onto a vaccination that's going to help, I mean, literally, like some of the things you mentioned, Kendall, you mentioned, which I understood 100%. If you're a 22-year-old woman and what were you saying about the fertility? What were you saying about that? Do you remember?
You know,
we were talking
people,
earlier.
Yes. You know, all you have to do right now is jump right on Google, and you know, you can ask Google anything. And you know, the risks associated with the COVID-19 vaccine will just skyrocket with all kinds of negative insights. So, I mean, mm-hmm. A lot of people, that's what they say. You know, is it going to affect me with infertility? Is it going to cause long-term effects to my body? You know, it is experimental, right? But it also is a very effective vaccine. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's hard to press the issue when you have negativity on, you know, something that can help you in the long run.
Yeah, negativity. And, you know, the thing about fertility, that question that I saw online is, you know, to be honest, I wish the politicians would come out like we do. You know, we don't have the answer. We're just coming up with a solution. And is infertility better, worse than being deceased or dying from not taking COVID, the COVID vaccine? You, every day, we work in healthcare, guys. You guys, it is such, you know, y'all, people say, oh, y'all make a lot of money, y'all do this. No, the burden of dealing with death constantly, and people you talk to today that won't take the vaccine and then they're dead next week, you know, it is so painful. We have learned to compartmentalize it, basically, that, you know, we have to deal with death. We have to deal. It's something that we have to do. It becomes a process. We report to the, you know, the VA, report to, you know, the coroner's office. It's just a process. And it's so much so that when I'm already ready for, my paperwork is done for myself. It's just a process. But when you see these young girls and young guys that die for no reason because they just did not take the vaccination, guys, it is the most hurtful thing ever. Like, it is so painful. And, you know, it's not political to get vaccinated. It's not political. To save your life has nothing to do with politics. But I do agree, and I just wish that the politicians, which everyone listens to, even though they say they don't, would come out and say, guys, we don't have all the answers. You know, we don't have the answers. This is the best solution we have now. You know, as the statistics change, we will let you know, you know, as it, you know, how it goes. But if I tell you this today, tomorrow, it could change. And remember, you and I were talking about that if they said that, like if they, people, you know, people are saying that they don't know the answers. Why don't they just, they're coming out telling us stuff. It's not true. But if they come out and they're panicking and we're panicking, that's a no-win situation. It's like no-win for everyone. I mean, don't you think, Kendall? It's like no-win. So basically, how we resolve it is we go in and we just say to ourselves, hey, you know, I understand that this is the best solution now. I am going to accept this treatment for myself so I can protect the kids that I do have, my aging grandmother, you know, and that's the best solution that we have. And we don't have any other option at the present time. Now, I do know that they're doing the booster shots, and I was trying to see, I was looking for a calendar to see what the public health department has stated about it, and I don't have that. I'll post it on our Twitter page and our Facebook page so you guys can go there and see any news about the booster shot. But, you know, there's a lot of...
I agree with you 100%, Sheila, on what you just stated. You know, mm-hmm. Not all vaccines are going to be 100% effective, but they're going to work. So, yes, I agree with exactly what you said. You know, that's the best solution. Just try. Even the older adults are struggling because they're getting false information. They think it'll harm them in the long run, and you know, you have to put the negativity to the side sometimes and just, you know, go with what you think is best for yourself.
Mm-hmm, you do. And they, one of the things that some of the girls we questioned, God, we asked our staff, why are you not, the ones that weren't, because I want to say the majority of healthcare professionals do take the vaccine. I mean, we don't get involved in anything other than what promotes health. But some of the people that we spoke with today, they were stating, I'm just not going to do it. I'm scared of it. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm more scared of COVID than I am the vaccine. I mean, are you right? I mean, at least we have 10 seconds before the break, but I'm more scared of COVID than I am the vaccine, guys. So I want to tell you, like KIV said, please get vaccinated. We'll be back after the break with more Health Talk. And thank you, Kendall, for staying on board with us tonight.
Alabama Caregivers offers home care to Alabamians right here in Mobile and Baldwin County. When your loved ones need at-home care to assist them with their needs, whether recovery care after surgery, companion care, cooking, light cleaning services, speech, occupational, or physical therapy, or even reminders to take their meds, call Alabama Caregivers 251-264-3009 or visit on the web alabamacaregivers.com. Alabama Caregivers care because you care. Whether you need someone to sit with a parent while you're away or someone to remind your loved one to take their meds, contact Alabama Caregivers at 251-264-3009 or online alabamacaregivers.com. Don't wait, contact them today. Alabama Caregivers can help you take care of your loved ones, whether you need after-surgery care, a companion for dad when you're away, or someone to remind mom to take her meds. Alabama Caregiver can help you help your loved one with the day-to-day needs of living at home. Don't wait, contact Alabama Caregivers on the web, alabamacaregivers.com or 251-264-3009.
Chances are you or someone you know is struggling with an addiction. And just like most things in life, if you ignore it, it won't go away. The truth of the matter is, if you want to reclaim your life, you need help. That's why you need to call the National Recovery Center sooner than later. We can't help unless you're ready to be helped. You need to want a better life. You need to want to stop the downward, out-of-control spiral you've been on. You need to make a conscious effort and take control. Our programs are designed to provide you with the care and support you need. Every person is treated with a unique treatment plan designed specifically for you, regardless of what stage of addiction you're in. Don't let the pain of addiction ruin your life. Call 800-950-0248. That's 800-950-0248. 800-950-0248.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at nursetel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back, my friends, to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Tonight I have my very dear friend, branch manager for our Mobile Gulf Coast office on the line with me. And we're, you know, we got an alert to promote COVID, the COVID vaccine. Everybody wants us to promote the COVID vaccine. I was reading the Washington Post, and I actually sent you a copy of this article earlier, Kendall. Where they were saying that Alabama has the nation's lowest vaccination rate. And we basically have a record number of hospitalizations. And there was a physician, Jason Valentine, who actually is with one of our partners, who I love, Mobile Infirmary. They are a partner and friend of the show. But he is no longer seeing patients. Jason Valentine, he's a physician at the Diagnostic and Medical Clinic with Infirmary Health, and he is no longer seeing patients unless they have received their COVID vaccinations. He put a post on Facebook, and Dr. Valentine would no longer see patients that are not vaccinated against COVID-19. He actually posted that on Facebook. What do you think about that? I think that is, I don't know, it scares me a little bit because I think all healthcare people are supposed to see, even if someone is not being their best, they're making their best decision for their life. I think we as healthcare professionals are still supposed to care for them.
You would be obligated, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's what
you
took I think.
An oath, I would, you know, figure you would want to try to provide the best care possible, even if, you know, someone isn't fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. You can't send people away. Healthcare, don't you think a lot of healthcare guys is the result of poor decisions? A lot of the issues that we have, some of them, the majority is hereditary, but there are some things that could have been avoided by poor decisions. Now, I do believe not getting vaccinated is not seeking your best health for you. But I'm not going to judge you for it. But I am going to suggest that you reconsider very strongly, because I care about you and I want you here tomorrow. That is the number one goal. That's the only reason why we promote it. You know, we get these things, please promote the vaccine on the show, and we are willing to do that. But, you know, we can't force people to take something that they're not willing to do. And that's the sad part. Now, when, but, you know, Kendall, it's kind of like the measles. When you're a child, everybody has to get their vaccinations. So if the government mandates this, I consider it similar to that.
Right. I completely agree with you. But then again, you know, it's starting off as an experimental vaccine. And some people are just worried about the risk after, you know. The other vaccines that, you know, children take before they start elementary school has been around forever, you know. And they know they've had, you know, clinical trials and, you know, trial and error runs. So, again, you know, it's about the risk factor that is associated in the long run. And we, as, you know, the guinea pigs, I would want to say, is we're just not sure of, you know, what the long-term outcomes are going to be.
Alabama reported 4,465 new cases on Wednesday. And that was an increase of our seven-day average, guys. And seven-day average was 3,728. This is from the Washington Post. It is horrendous. It's horrific. The coronavirus itself is experiment. It is a new virus that's new. So the experimental argument is not something that I will stand by, because, you know, this is a new virus. It just came two years ago. So the vaccines that are out could only be developed 2 years ago. It's the vaccines are there to fight a virus that has just been basically just arrived, just came to our doorstep. Now, either you're going to live or you're going to choose not to live. That's the option you have. Now, some people that stay in their house 24/7, you know, that they're, you know, maybe, I don't know how that's possible, but they may have a reason where they don't have to take it. But anybody going out, living their life, their best life, which is important to health, getting out, doing things is important to your mental health. You have to get out and get around. I'm actually going to reach out to this physician and see if I can get him on the show in the next couple of weeks, because I want to see how this plays out for him, because we've had trouble with lawsuits and stuff like that trying to force people to get vaccinated, so we're unable to do it. So I want to see how it's going to work out for him in refusing to provide care to patients because they don't have the virus. A couple other things, you know, we do have some tweets, and they're mostly about our adult daycare center. One of them focuses on what she stated, Kendall, that the reason they are not taking it is, in fact, because it's experimental, and they are unsure what the consequences will be, basically. Well, my answer to that, guys, is I'm unsure what happens if I get COVID. That what I do know is that if I get COVID, I have a high chance of not surviving. So for me, there's no, you know, COVID is experimental to my body. It's a new virus that just was created. And the vaccine is in retaliation to the COVID virus. So basically, I will take that, you know, the shot. I'm going to get vaccinated. I mean, that I did. I got vaccinated because it's easier for me to, I mean, I'm more comfortable, and you may not be, Kendall, but I'm more comfortable with knowing that I'm safer against COVID than me being scared of a shot that will help me fight COVID.
Right. I completely understand. You know, the coronavirus has been around and identified since, what, the mid-60s, you know? So But, you know, it hasn't likely, you know, been in the circumstances of, you know, the, you know, around in the big populated areas, you know, since, what, the beginning of 2020, the end of 2019. So, I mean, it has, it's taken a toll on everybody. Even though it's been around, right now it's a big outbreak. So that's what everybody is struggling with.
Well, this variant, the new variants of the virus have not, you know, there was a, and I have to get Mark on the show, maybe next week or the following week, but this is a new strain of the coronavirus. It's something that has not been around forever, because they would have had, they would have been able to have some type of treatment for it. I was reading here, you know, one of the things that we were talking about, that the hesitancy of people taking the test. And there's a woman in Alabama named Christy Carpenter, who I read about, and she had a 28-year-old son who died of COVID. He died of COVID 2 months after he was diagnosed. And basically the mom was like, she okay, so imagine this. You and your son, you talk with your son, you tell him, I'm not going to take the COVID, you know, the COVID vaccine. Your son doesn't take it. And then he dies 2 months after he gets the COVID. And she basically is saying, now it took her watching her son die and suffering from the effects of COVID for her to realize she needed to get a vaccine. And so that is a horrible way to learn a lesson about the virus. It's just horrific. But, you know, we want to continue to just remind you guys to please get vaccinated. It is the greatest public health message. And I do have Kendall on the line with me to talk about the opposite view, because we want to talk about the opposite view, although Kendall and myself are, you know, taking the necessary precautions to ensure we are able to promote health to people who are vulnerable. It's just that there is hesitancy, and we do want to address it, but we just want to remind you guys that you don't know what's going to happen to you if you get COVID. So it's better to protect yourself as much as you can now. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about home care and what home care is in the community, and what we do on a day-to-day basis, because our whole purpose is to promote health, and we come to you and promote health in your homes, which is a great thing if you have a caregiver who is vaccinated, who wears her mask and her gloves, and she comes into your home where you don't have to leave out and go into a hospital or go into, oh my God. Do you know how many people, Kendall, like how many people who have told us they have been infected going to a hospital with COVID? There's just been, and it's not the hospital's fault. They can't control it. It's like people need to wear their mask. They need to wash your hands. If you touch your doorknob, you need to wash your hands. Do not eat a sandwich after you touch your doorknob, guys. Don't wash your hands in the meantime. If you touch a sink handle, wash your hands. But one of the good things about home health,
proper precautions is always the best way to, proper precautions is the best way to go about something that is this potent out there right now, that is just constantly growing and spreading. Proper precautions will help everyone in the long run.
It will. Washing your hands, wearing gloves. And I agree, if you go into the grocery store, guys, wear gloves if you have some, because you're touching those containers, and it don't touch your face, don't touch your arm, your skin, but wear your gloves, because you know, cans and everything that you touch, there is just, you know, all types of germs and stuff on that, and just be sure to wash your hands. But anyway, back to what we're going to talk about now. We're going to talk about home care and how home care is going to help you throughout COVID. And it's not a long topic. That's why we saved it for the last, you know, the last few segments. Home care basically comes into your home, and we assist you with activities of daily living. So basically, if you have someone who is maybe bedbound, not even bedbound, just needs a bath, like our bath visit program, we will come to you, perform the necessary tasks to make your day go better, and then we leave for today. And we can come daily, they can come weekly. And the benefits of home care, the main benefits of home care is, number one, it's in your home. You're not exposed to a variety of people. And with COVID going on, that's very important. The caregivers or the nurse or the therapist will come in and basically take care of you in your home. And so you're safe and, you're not in a hospital setting. There's not other beds. There's not other family members. It's just your family, the people who have been around you. There's no new contact. So that is the best method when you are seeking assistance for daily activities like personal grooming and companion care. But we'll talk more after the break. We'll be back with myself and Kendall in a few moments.
With suspense, drama, and romance, 13 Steps to the Cellar is the riveting page-turner everyone is talking about. Local author Teresa Matthews' murder mystery will help keep you on the edge of your seat. Callie Harris travels from her Alabama home to her aunt's former mansion in Maine to unravel the haunting 40-year-old mystery of Dr. Laverne Doss's brutal murder. In the charming town of Richmond, located on the banks of Maine's historic Kennebec River, Callie uncovers the community's darkest secrets. The web of intrigue extends far beyond her suspicions, and its connection to Callie's personal story pierces her to the core. Nancy, the avid reader, says,
"The mystery and suspense are so deep, it keeps the pages turning, secret after secret.
I'm so obsessed with this novel. What a ride 13 Steps to the Cellar is."
Jessica, Amazon 5-star review,
"A mesmerizing page turner. The author paints descriptive characters of people we just might know. Who's the murderer? I couldn't put this book down till I knew."
Amazon 5-star review, 13 Steps to the Cellar, available on Amazon, Kobo, Nook, and Apple.
The Home Service Club sponsors this paid advertisement. Attention homeowners, broken AC, $4,600. Water heater, $1,500. Fridge on the fridge, $1,000. You need home warranty coverage from the Home Service Club. For around $1 a day, if any of your covered appliances and systems break down, HSC will either do the repair or replace them. HSC has over 15,000 pre-screened, highly rated technicians with the fastest response time in the industry. HSC provides coverage for up to 47 different appliances and systems in your home. Call for a free, no-obligation quote from a trusted HSC service specialist about a home warranty for your entire home, all backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee.
800-929-7449.
Call now and get your first month free, plus $75 off your first year.
800-929-7449. 800-929-7449. That's 800-929-7449. 800-929-7449.
You are listening to Health Talk with Sheila White and friends. Health Talk is sponsored by NurseTel, online at NurseTel.com. That's NURSETEL.com. Sheila White believes that we all can live our fullest life, regardless of the specific medical condition we face. Health Talk provides the resources that we all need to live our best life, independent and free.
Welcome back, guys. This is Sheila White, and we have a live show tonight, guys. We're going to try our best to do as many live shows as possible with COVID going on. It has been very difficult, but we are going to make you our top priority, because the whole goal of the show is to promote public health. And I do have my sidekick with me today, Kendall, who has been basically a godsend. Kendall, I really appreciate all the hard work. You've been doing a great job. You know, I tell you, you get sensitive sometimes. But you are rocking.
Funny, huh?
You are rocking. I'm telling you, you're doing a great job. Like, we I don't know where you came from. You just dropped out of the sky, but you're doing really great. And so, but you come from Mississippi, right? You come from Mississippi every day.
I do. Every day I come from Biloxi, Mississippi. I commute back and forth to Biloxi to Mobile.
Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, when I first was interviewing you and I was thinking, oh, God, that's a long commute. But, like, if you haven't gotten here to the office in about 22 minutes sometimes, I don't know how in the world you do that. Well, maybe I do know. I shouldn't say anything.
Yes, it's like, that's our little secret.
Well, I wanted to tell you guys, we have about 45 seconds, I guess, left. But a couple of things. One, Kendall is hiring for caregivers in the Mobile, Gulf Coast, the entire Gulf Coast. So if you have experience and you're looking to make, you know, $14, $15 an hour, give her a call at 251-264-3009. You'll be glad you did, because we are pretty much one of the highest paying agencies in the Gulf Coast. We also are the largest, basically one of the largest individually owned agencies across the Gulf Coast. We're in multiple states, but we definitely are looking for team members. We are looking for a billing clerk, insurance billing clerk, for Kendall's office. And we're also hiring, how can I say this without keep saying it 3,000 times? Caregivers. We need caregivers, guys, more and more, because we are growing extremely fast. Remember that we do have the adult daycare center. I would definitely call us if you're interested in the Foley area. If you have a job during the day and you need someone to sit with a loved one and you take them to the facility, we'll be able to help you there. You can call us at 251-264-3009, and it is in Foley, but we are going to be also opening in Mobile County. Mobile or Birmingham, I don't know which one they have slated for next, but we will be in Mobile County if it's before Birmingham or even after the Birmingham location opens. If you guys have a need for home care services, now, we do just now do bath visits. So if you just need someone to come in and assist with a bath, or if you've had surgery and you need someone to come and pick you up from surgery, take you to surgery, be there for you while you recover, give us a call. Like, we have a lot of sports injury patients, people who have, you know, have cosmetic surgery, and they need someone to pick them up and to take them to and from the doctor. We also come in and do, you know, the caregivers can clean, cook, do personal grooming. So basically the job, and then you also have nurses and therapists. The job basically is, the goal of our whole existence is to ensure that our patients have a more fulfilled day. And that, whether that's companionship or personal care, we're there for you however you need us. You can call us 24/7, I guess, Kendall, at the 251-264-3009. Did you have a final message for the audience, Kendall?
As far as, you know, an extra message, we are hiring personal care assistants, home health aid workers, CNAs, LPNs, RNs. We need you guys. You need us, and we're willing to go the extra mile just to make sure we can, you know, succeed and grow to what we know we can. So I really appreciate you having me on tonight. I look forward to the next one. And yes, please give us a call at 251-264-3009.
Yeah, one of the things that Kendall needs to mention, you need an assistant, too, that can help you with billing and data entry. And because that's something that is very, yeah. But, guys, if you have any questions about our daycare center or about home care, how it can help and assist you or your loved one. Now, remember, home care is more than just senior care. We do focus on seniors, but we also do post-recovery. So if you have surgery, that's been one of the more popular areas now. Caregivers and nurses, nursing staff being available to people who have just underwent surgery, whether it's non-invasive or invasive surgery, we are available to assist with that. Other than that, I want to remind everyone to get their COVID vaccination, please. It protects your life, and that's the number one thing that we want to do, is to make sure that you are safe. We want more people to get vaccinated. I guess that's, I understand about the hesitation, but the unknown is really what happens to you if you get COVID. Not every young person or not every old person dies from COVID. However, it's just a significant number of people who have life-altering consequences. Basically, that's the biggest thing I have to deal with COVID. And I've seen it firsthand, and I want you guys to please remember that once you get it, it's too late to go back and take the vaccination right then. You have to wait several months. I think it's like 6 months until you can get vaccinated again. But, we just want to remind you that it's very important to have that done. Okay, so Kendall, we put out the message that we are hiring. We also have talked about the adult daycare center. And I do think the promotion of home health is very important, because with COVID going on, it's basically the safest route, I think, to getting those personal grooming and companionship needs met throughout this pandemic, as they say. And are you comfortable with hiring? Are there any requirements that we have? We don't have any requirements for people to have had the vaccination, but I think a lot of our contracts are changing to where it is going to be required. So if you guys have had it, we would highly suggest you apply. But we are still accepting applications for people who have not, because legally we do have to do that, and we don't want to prevent someone from getting great care. Okay, so Kendall, I guess we're going to wrap it up tonight. I think that's basically it for the show tonight.
Sounds great. I had a great time. I'm glad we got to express, both our concerns and other people's voices at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, guys, please call us at 251-264-3009 if you have any questions about any topics we talked about tonight. Thank you for joining Health Talk, and thank you, Kendall, for being on the air with me this evening.